Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. Welcome to Vaughan Radio. Welcome to Radio Vaughan. This is Fitz. A very good morning to you, and I'm here with Laura.
Good morning.
Do you prefer Laura or Laura?
I don't care.
Yeah, I think it sounds a bit nicer in English. Laura. Do you know what it means?
No. Like from Laurel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know who Petrarch was?
No.
Petrarch was an early Italian poet, I think from the 14th century, and he wrote the sonnet to Laura.
Mm.
What's a sonnet?
Sonetto.
Yeah. Yeah. He wrote the sonnet to Laura, and he, I think, is credited with inventing the sonnet, but he was one of the first to perfect it. And of course, later on, Shakespeare used it a lot. All right. So we're going to start off with some very simple grammar. We're going to do some agility. I'm going to give you a very simple sentence to translate, and then we'll work with different verb tenses like simple past, future with will, future with going to, positives, negatives, interrogatives. Tus padres son muy altos.
Your parents are very tall.
Negative.
Your parents aren't tall.
Yeah, and you're very tall.
Your parents aren't very tall.
And ask a question.
Are your parents very tall?
And a negative question.
Aren't your parents very tall?
Very good. No, yesterday, affirmative.
Yes.
Your parents were.
My parents were very tall.
No, you keep using you.
Your parents were very tall.
Negative.
Your parents weren't very tall.
Question.
Were your parents very tall?
And negative question.
Weren't your parents very tall?
Very good. Now, tomorrow with Will. Affirmative.
Your parents will be very tall.
Negative.
Your parents won't be very tall.
Question.
Will your parents be very tall?
Negative question.
Won't your parents be very tall?
Now, affirmative with going to.
Your parents are going to be very tall.
Negative.
Your parents aren't going to be very tall.
Question.
Are your parents going to be very tall?
A negative question.
Aren't your parents going to be very tall?
Very good. Esas naranjas son de ella.
Those oranges are hers.
Very good. Negative.
Those oranges aren't hers.
Question.
Are those oranges hers?
Negative question.
Aren't those oranges hers?
Say it again.
Aren't those oranges hers?
Good. Now, yesterday, affirmative.
Those oranges were hers.
Negative.
Those oranges weren't hers.
Negative question.
Were those oranges hers?
Negative question.
Weren't those oranges hers?
Good. And positive question.
Were those oranges hers?
Good. Now, tomorrow with Will, affirmative.
Those oranges will be hers.
Negative.
Those oranges won't be hers.
Question.
Will those oranges be hers?
Negative question.
Won't those oranges be hers?
Very good. Now, going to, affirmative.
Those oranges are going to be hers.
And again?
Those oranges are going to be hers.
One more time.
Those oranges are going to be hers.
Question.
Are those oranges going to be hers?
Negative question.
Aren't those oranges going to be hers?
Very good. Negative statement.
Those oranges aren't going to be... No. Yeah. Aren't going to be hers.
Good. Los nuestros están debajo de la mesa.
Ours are under the table.
Yeah. Now make the D and under a bit harder.
Under.
Yeah.
Under. Ours are under the table.
How do you say under in German?
Unter.
So it's not quite as hard as the T, but it's, you have to close your teeth. So under. Yeah, good. Out again.
Ours are under the table.
Very good. Negative.
Ours aren't under the table.
Yeah, good. Can I repeat?
Ours aren't under the table.
Very good. Question.
Are ours under the table?
Negative question.
aren't ours under the table?
Oh, past simple, affirmative.
Ours weren't were under the table.
And again?
Ours were under the table.
And negative?
Ours weren't under the table.
Question.
Were ours under the table?
Negative question.
Weren't ours under the table?
Very good. Now, tomorrow with will, affirmative.
Ours will be under the table.
Negative.
Ours won't be under the table.
Question.
Will ours be under the table?
Negative question.
Won't ours be under the table?
Very good. Now, going to, affirmative.
Ours are going to be under the table.
Negative.
Ours won't... ours aren't going to be under the table.
Question.
Are ours going to be under the table?
And again?
Are ours going to be under the table?
Negative question.
Aren't ours going to be under the table?
Very good. Mi oficina está cerca de aquí.
My office is nearby.
Very good. And question?
Is my office nearby?
Negative question.
Isn't my office nearby?
Negative statement.
My office isn't nearby.
Past simple, affirmative.
My office was nearby.
Very good. Negative statement.
My office wasn't nearby.
Negative question.
Was my office nearby?
No, negative question.
Wasn't my office nearby?
Very good. And positive question.
Was my office nearby?
Tomorrow with will, affirmative.
My office will be nearby.
Negative.
My office won't be nearby.
Negative question.
Won't my office be nearby?
Very good. And repeat that one.
Won't my office be nearby?
And positive question.
Will my office be nearby?
Going to, affirmative.
My office is going to be nearby.
Negative.
My office isn't going to be nearby.
Question.
Is my office going to be nearby?
Negative question.
Isn't my office going to be nearby?
Very good. Están en casa ahora.
They're at home right now.
Very good. Negative.
They aren't at home right now.
Negative question.
Aren't they at home right now?
Positive question.
Are they at home right now?
Past simple, affirmative.
They weren't at home right...
Positive.
They were at home right now.
Now, what does now become in the past?
Right then.
Yes, very good. And actually, then.
Then. Just
you can say right then, but it sounds strange. So then, yeah.
They were at home then.
Negative.
They weren't at home then.
Question.
Were they at home then?
Negative question.
Weren't they at home then?
Good, and again.
Weren't they at home then?
Very good. And repeated the word under.
Under.
Perfect. Now, tomorrow, going to, affirmative.
They are going to be at home then.
Yeah. So in the past, in the future, it works as then in both cases. So repeat.
They are going to be at home then.
Negative.
They aren't going to be at home then.
Question.
Are they going to be at home then?
Negative question.
Aren't they going to be at home then?
And now with will.
They will be at home then.
Negative.
They won't be at home then.
Very good. Question.
Will they be at home then?
Very good. Negative question.
Won't they be at home then?
Very good. Well done. Very good. Yeah. Tough. Now, listeners, this kind of exercise is the ideal thing to do when you're in the car, stuck in traffic, by yourself. Because it's the sentences are very simple, mm-hmm. but the fact that you're changing from the most important tenses in English are obviously present simple, present continuous, past simple, present perfect, future with will, future with going to. All tenses are important in one way or another, but for example, you have things like the future perfect that I would use once, I don't know, literally a few times a year. Mm-hmm. Because it's a very, very, very specific, you rarely use it. You use the present simple every day, you use the past simple every day, present continuous a lot. Future with will, future with going to, and I would never worry about, sometimes you can read a grammar book that says you should only use the future with going to in a certain situation and future with will in another. The truth is, we use them fairly interchangeably. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? What will you do? One, maybe you could argue, expresses more of an intention than the other one, but we don't really think like that when we speak. Now, something a bit more difficult, passive voice. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer me. How many languages are spoken in Canada?
There are 4 languages spoken.
Now, officially?
3. There are 3 languages spoken in Canada.
And what are they?
French.
Yeah.
English.
And?
And Inuit.
Very good. The native language, yeah. Is smoking allowed here in this office?
Smoking isn't allowed here.
Very good. Are trucks permitted on the M30?
Are what?
Trucks.
Yes. Trucks are permitted in the M30. Trucks are permitted on the M30.
Very good. Is German spoken in Switzerland?
Yes, German is spoken in Switzerland.
Say it again for me.
Yes, German is spoken.
No, stronger G.
German. German is spoken in Switzerland.
Very good. Have you heard German Swiss? Sorry.
Yeah.
We have how many German teachers do we have? We have at least two, if not three. And one of them, Marco, is from Cologne, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he can't really understand, he's native. No. He can't really understand Swiss German. It's very different.
It's very, yeah. Bavarian, it's very different itself.
Like, Bavarian German is very different also.
Yeah, not as much, but it's
because
different.
Of the accent more than anything
else? No, they change words.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, but more, for example...
But Swiss German is...
Is much more.
Yeah.
So more of a difference between, for example, American English, British English?
Oh, yeah.
Much more pronounced.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. All right. So maybe like... how would I say it? For example, if you went, my youngest sister lives in the centre of Ireland, right in the Midlands. Mm-hmm. And because that part of Ireland was occupied by England, we wouldn't say Britain at that point, by England, from the early 1600s, they use a lot of vocabulary that sounds very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Elizabethan English and it didn't, mm-hmm. and it didn't change. And also, of course, the accent is very different. But then if you go to places like Scotland,
mm-hmm.
Especially cities like, a city like Glasgow, not so much the Highland accent in Scotland is not that hard to understand, but Glasgow is hard to understand. Mm-hmm. Cockney.
Yeah.
Cockney English is very difficult. How many languages are spoken in Switzerland?
There are four languages spoken in Switzerland.
What are they?
German, Swiss German, French and Italian.
There's a language called Romanche.
Romanche.
Which is a Latin language spoken in the southeast by about, I think, maybe not even 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you exploited by your company?
No, I'm not exploited by my company.
Is Vienna known for its musicians?
Yes, Vienna is known for its musicians.
Very good. And again?
Yes, Vienna is known for its musicians.
Very good. Are people told what to do?
Yes, people are told what to do.
Very good. Were you told to take English classes?
No, I wasn't told to take English classes.
Are you visited by the Mormons from time to time?
No, I'm not visited by the Mormons from time to time.
Have you ever been given a fine?
Yes, I've been given a fine like three times.
Three times? What did you do?
I parked illegally. Illegally.
All right.
And speed fines.
Speeding fines. Okay, very good. Has your house ever been searched by the police?
No, my house hasn't ever been searched by the police.
Very good. Has the water ever been cut off in your house?
Yes. My water has been...
No, you would say the water. My house.
Yeah, the water has been cut off in my house.
Very good. Will you be invited to a Christmas party this year?
No, I won't be invited to a Christmas party this year.
I hope so. Maybe by that time we can have... let's see. Have you ever been injured in a traffic accident?
No, I've never been injured in a traffic accident.
When was Spain admitted to the European Union?
I have no idea. 1998?
1986. Oy. Yep. What other country was admitted at the same time?
Portugal?
Yes, yeah, they were admitted the same day. When was America discovered?
1492.
Oh, so America was discovered?
America was discovered in 1492.
When were you hired by this company?
I was hired in December 2018.
Very good. How many times has your car been stolen?
My car has never been stolen.
How many times has your car been broken into?
My car was once broken into.
Did they take the radio?
No. My mom left her computer there.
Oof, so they took it. All right. Have you ever been misunderstood?
Yes, I've been misunderstood.
When were you chosen for your present job?
I was chosen in December 2018.
Very good. When was your house built?
My house was built in the 80s.
In the 80s, very good. Okay, very good, in the 80s. All right, let's do a quick bit of vocabulary. This is book 5, list number 5. Un recordatorio.
A reminder.
Very good. Ask me if I have to set myself reminders all the time.
Do you have to set yourself reminders all the time?
Very good, yes, I do. Ask me what I use.
What do you use?
I use my Outlook calendar, which of course is linked to my phone. Ask me if I'm forgetful.
Are you forgetful?
Yes. Ask me if I have a head like a sieve.
Do you have a head like a sieve?
Yeah, that's what my mother always tells me. What's a sieve?
I don't know.
S-I-E-V-E. So if you're making a cake, if you're baking a cake and you have the flour, and there's actually a verb, the verb to sift. So you put the flour into the sieve to make it, to filter it.
Ah, yeah. How do you say colador.
Yeah, but a very fine colador.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a sieve. Mm. So my mother says, you have a head like a sieve because things go through it. Now ask me if I have a good long-term memory.
Do you have a good long-term memory?
Yes, I do. Ask me if I have a good memory for names.
Do you have a good memory for names?
Yes, I do. Ask me if I forget what I did 10 seconds ago.
Did you forget what you did 10 seconds ago?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Candidato o solicitante?
Applicant.
Very good. Tensión sanguínea. For example, sorry. If you go, what is a solicitor? What job is a solicitor? It's a lawyer in the British and Irish systems. Now the word is actually used in the United States, but very rarely. So they have an attorney general, and they have a solicitor general. I'm not sure what the difference between them is. So if you have a legal problem in a normal legal problem in Britain and Ireland, you go to see a solicitor. Mm-hmm. If you have a big problem, if you're going to be charged with a major crime, you go to see the solicitor, and the solicitor hires a barrister, and the barrister is the typical American lawyer that you see in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. But in the United States, they use the term lawyer pretty much for everything. Tensión sanguínea.
Blood pressure.
Very good. Preocupado.
Worried.
Very good. Another word beginning with C.
Concerned.
Very good. Very good. Guardería.
Kindergarten.
Yes. And what do we say in Britain and Ireland for this? We use a French word. Creche. Yeah, for some reason. Yeah, we say creche.
Creche.
Which is a French word. For some reason we say that. Economicas.
Economics.
Very good. Prometido o prometida.
Fiancé.
Very good. What's the difference of spelling between them in English? Well, it's again a French word. In the masculine and the feminine.
It ends in C. E-E,
yes.
Or in C-E.
Very good. Ardor de estómago.
Heartburn.
Very good. Impreciso.
Imprecise.
Now you have to say imprecise with an M. And then inaccurate.
Inaccurate.
Yep. Esperanza de vida.
Life expectancy.
Very good. Vida nocturna.
Nightlife.
Very good. Rentabilidad.
Profitability.
Very good. Acertijo.
Riddle.
Very good. Do you like to solve riddles?
No, I'm very bad at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Antigüedad como en una empresa.
Seniority.
Very good. And there's another word which is used maybe in a technical sense by human resources, and it's used a lot in American universities, which is tenure.
Tenure.
Tenure, yeah. Caracol.
Snail.
Very good. Bronceado.
Suntan.
Very good. Los Juegos Olímpicos.
The Olympic Games.
Evaluar o valorar.
To appraise.
To appraise, very good. And another word beginning with A.
Evaluate.
Okay, good.
To
assess.
To assess.
Yeah. Toser.
To cough.
Very good. Regalar por no querer as a phrasal verb.
To give away.
Very good. Superar.
To succeed. No.
What's the opposite of under?
Over.
Yeah. To over? What's the opposite of go?
To overcome.
Yes,
yeah,
very good.
To overcome.
Dar ejemplo.
To set an example.
Very good. Resumir, using a phrasal verb.
To sum up.
Very good. Desatar.
To untie.
Very good. And aspiradora, American English.
Vacuum cleaner.
And British English.
Roomba.
Hoover.
Hoover.
Yeah, I guess Hoover was probably, must have been the first vacuum cleaner that came to Britain and Ireland. Let's do a quick bit of practice with the mastering the interrogative. I was 23 years old when I met her.
How old were you when you met her?
I was 8 years old when Kennedy was killed.
How old were you when Kennedy was killed?
Very good. Where was Kennedy killed? What city?
Washington?
No, Dallas.
Dallas.
Dallas, yeah. I came to Spain when I was 22 years old.
When did you come to Spain?
Very good. Do you like history?
Yes.
So who supposedly killed Kennedy?
Yeah, you told me. I
so supposedly Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
And there was a strange chain of events. So Oswald killed Kennedy. Oswald was arrested by the police, by the Dallas police. And while he was being transported from, I'm not sure if it was between two prisons, he was killed by a guy called Jack Ruby. And then Jack Ruby later died, I think, in prison. Have you seen the film JFK?
No.
It's worth watching, but there's a lot of fiction in it, but it's worth watching. It's a good film. I came to Spain with a friend of mine.
Who did you come to Spain with?
Very good, and again.
Who did you come to Spain with?
I spoke to Peter last night.
Who did you speak to last night?
Very good, again.
Who did you speak to last night?
My sister drives a Ford Fiesta.
What does your sister drive?
Very good, and with kind.
What kind of car does your sister drive?
Very good. I grew up in I think you might appreciate this because you work in the field of marketing. Sometimes in the world of cars, the word mark is used for brand, M-A-R-Q-U-E, especially for luxury cars. So you read about luxury marks like BMW, Mercedes, etc. Pretty much specifically for cars. I grew up in a semi-detached house.
Where did you grow up?
Now use what kind?
What kind of house did you grow up in?
Very good. And what's a semi-detached house?
Adosado.
Yeah, One other house is attached to the building. The Shannon is the longest river in Britain and Ireland.
What's the longest river in Britain and Ireland?
Very good. Alaska is the biggest state in the United States.
What's the biggest state in the United States?
Very good. Salem is the capital of Oregon.
What is the capital of Oregon?
Very good. Albany is the capital of New York State.
What is the capital of New York State?
Very good. Boston is the capital of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
What is the capital of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Very good. The plane took off at 2:30.
When did the plane take off?
Very good. And use what time?
What time did the plane take off?
He brought me a glass of water.
What did he bring you?
There were 300 people at the wedding.
How many people were there at the wedding?
Very good. He got here at 3 p.m. yesterday.
What time did he get here? Yesterday.
Very good. I got married in 1977.
When did you get married?
She found her handbag in her husband's car.
Where did she find her handbag?
Very good. I did it because I wanted to impress you.
Why did you do it?
She left him because he was a bad cook.
Why did she left him? Why did she leave him?
Good, good. I had lunch with him twice last week.
How many times did you have lunch with him last week?
Very good. I gave it to her because it was hers.
Why did you give it to her?
Very good. I went to the police station to report a crime.
Why did you go to the police station?
Very good. It was difficult for me because I hadn't studied.
Why was it difficult for you?
Very good. I was angry because the food was bad.
Why were you angry?
Very good. Let's do a quick bit of past conditional before the break. So I'll say he went there because he had no choice. And you say if he'd had a choice, he wouldn't have gone there. He went there because he had no choice.
If he'd had a choice, he would have gone there.
Now try again.
If he'd had a choice, he would have...
He wouldn't have gone there.
He wouldn't have gone there.
Very good, repeat.
If he'd had a choice, he wouldn't have gone there.
He became an English teacher because he knew English.
If he hadn't known English, he wouldn't have become an English teacher.
Very good, I lost the money because I was careless.
If you hadn't lost the money... No, if you hadn't been careless, you wouldn't have lost the money.
The shop was damaged because there was an explosion.
If there hadn't been an explosion, the shop wouldn't have been damaged.
Very good. I walked there because I didn't have my car.
If you'd had a car, no, if you'd had your car, you wouldn't have walked there.
Very good. And again?
If you'd had your car, you wouldn't have walked there.
Very good. I didn't call him because I didn't know he was at home.
If you'd known he was at home, you would have called him.
Okay, I've called. Stronger D.
Called.
Again?
If you'd known he was at home, you would have called him.
Very good. The lights went out because there was a short circuit.
If there hadn't been a short circuit, the lights wouldn't have gone out.
Rasputin became famous because he could cure the Tsar's son.
If Rasputin hadn't been able to cure the Tsar's son, he wouldn't have become famous.
Very good. What disease did the Tsar's son suffer from?
I don't know.
Hemophilia. How do you say it in Spanish? It's where when you get cut, you can't stop bleeding because you don't have you don't have platelets in your blood. So this is a very common disease in royal families because of intermarriage. Mm-hmm. How do you say intermarriage?
Matrimonio interno.
Yeah. So for example,
from the family. Yeah.
The what was the royal?
Not quite.
Because they married their second cousins, their first cousins.
Interfamiliar?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
And in the case, for example, if you look at photographs of the man who was the Tsar and the man who at that time was the King of England, and they're almost like twins because those two families were closely related, although none of the royal families of the Tsars are still living. He fell ill because he ate too many oysters.
If he hadn't eaten too many oysters?
So many.
If he hadn't eaten so many oysters, he wouldn't have fallen ill.
Very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Baugan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la ciudad universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Baugan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol con Baugan y el Atleti.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Good morning, welcome back to the program. I was going to say good afternoon, but actually good morning and welcome back to the program. I'm here with Laura, and we were talking during the break about the what we call the Vaughan method. Now, the Vaughan method, in my opinion, it's not a method. It's almost a personal philosophy or style. Now, ask me if we created it in a laboratory.
And did you create the method in a laboratory?
No. So the method, really, this style, this philosophy, just came from, and I'm sure Richard has told this story many times on the radio, but I think it's a very interesting story because it just tells you what people are like and why this style works with certain people, but it doesn't work with everybody. So I think this was about 1973 or 1974. Richard came to Spain. He was a student. He was studying Spanish here. And like many of us, we come to Spain. I came to Spain not expecting to spend a lot of time here. But like a lot of people, you come here and Spain's a very attractive country to live in for us foreigners. And you know, I spent 2 months here and 3 months here and 6 months here. And then I thought, maybe I should try working here. And of course, there's two things you can do. You can get a job in an Irish bar or you can teach English. And I thought, I do have an English degree, but I thought, okay, I'll teach English. I didn't think I would like it either. And so Richard said, okay, I better get a job and make some money. And so at that time especially, the global brand for English teaching in the world was Berlitz. Mm-hmm. And they produce a lot of books and people knew, you see the name Berlitz. And of course, at that time, Richard couldn't go to Google and look up, he had to go and probably... And walk into the office and apply. So they gave him a half an hour of training and they gave him some books and here's a list of your students, which I presume was just a list of probably addresses and phone numbers. And he went to his first class. And his first class, I think, was with a man called Senor Melero, something like that. Melero? It's an unusual name. Something like that. Not a very typical name. Mm-hmm. This man was an architect. And for some reason, I have it in my head, but this might be an invention of my own, that the man had an office in Plaza España, near Madrid. So Richard went to this man's office. It was a one-to-one class. And from the book and from his own mind, he starts asking the man questions. And the question that he remembers asking him was, did you go to Brussels last week? What's the correct negative answer?
I didn't go to Brussels last week.
Very good. What mistake do you think the student made? I didn't.
Went?
Yeah, exactly. He said, I didn't went to Brussels last week. And Richard said he had never heard, he'd never heard a person speaking English making mistakes before. Mm-hmm. I had a similar experience when I started, which I'll tell you about. So he said, no, you can't say that. It's I didn't go. And the man said, oh, of course, yes, I didn't go. And of course, this man had made this mistake many times. It didn't bother him. And the class went on, and each time the man made a mistake, pronunciation and grammar, Richard said, no, you can't say it like that. So it wasn't that anyone told him you have to correct mistakes. Mm-hmm. This was his gut reaction. How do you say gut reaction in Spanish?
Visceral, yeah.
Yeah, visceral is something we also say in English. So he corrected him throughout the whole class. It was probably the typical class of an hour or an hour and a half. like I said, Richard was 23, 24, 23, I think, and the class finished. And the man said to him, this was your first class, wasn't it? Now, how would you feel if it was your first class and someone said it to you? What do you think?
That I didn't do it very good.
That it wasn't very good. So he said, oh, yeah, it was. And he was thinking, it mustn't have been very good. But the man said, I liked it. I liked it. And he said, you corrected me.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard said, well, yeah. He said, but nobody does that. Nobody does that. And I think, if I remember correctly, the man then said, you should always do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from. So it wasn't, we said, you know, we need to invent a methodology. So this also requires a personality type.
Mm-hmm.
Because another teacher might say, he's making mistakes. You know, okay, yeah, but, you know, I didn't went to Brussels. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the student, not every student, but a lot of students are attracted to this because they want somebody who's on them and who cares enough that they correct the mistake. Mm-hmm. My experience was different. I started training. I did a day of training. That afternoon, they gave us practice classes. And so I was sitting in a classroom in our office at the time was in Paseo Eduardo, waiting for the student. This was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this was the first class of my life. So the student came in and she sat down. She was the sister of three sisters who worked in our office at the time, the Insa family. And she sat down. Was her name maybe Carolina? And so I thought, what am I going to do here? So I said, okay, I'll just ask her a question. The first question that came to my head was, how did you come here today? And she said, I came in my bike. What's the correct sentence?
On.
Because if you say I came in my bike, what are you literally saying?
That you were standing in the bike.
Like you're a minuscule
inside the bike.
And of course inside a bike you can't be inside a bike.
Yeah.
And instinctively I said, No. I said on. And I surprised myself. I said, wow. There I said, okay, they told me to correct mistakes, but this came out of me spontaneously. Uh-huh. And she said, No, in. And then I felt a tiny bit angry because I was thinking, no, you're wrong and I'm right. So I said, you're telling me you were inside the bike. And then she said, oh my God, thank you. She said, no one's ever corrected that.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a good level, not as good as yours, but she had, you know, a solid intermediate level. But of course, in and on is a basic mistake, but it's a very understandable mistake because you use the same word in Spanish. And then, of course, the fact that she said, thank you, I said, okay, I get this. A certain kind of student wants to be corrected because they set high standards for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Other students would say that and they say, no, I don't like being corrected because the word we use here is that they are the immortals. So if you're an immortal, this style of teaching is no good to you. You need something else. If you are somebody who does have, you know, determination but humility, this is the right thing for you. I think, for example, I imagine famous people who might be good students. I think of somebody like Zinedine Zidane.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He speaks fluent French because he grew up in France. He speaks fluent Arabic because he's from an Arabic family.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks fluent Italian because he lived in Italy, and he speaks fluent Spanish because he lived here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I presume when he speaks Spanish, he makes mistakes and he's a funny accent like me, right? But I think he speaks pretty good Spanish. And he's clearly a very intelligent man. And when he was a kid, he says that he wasn't born with a God-given talent to play good soccer. He practiced and practiced, and he practiced more than all the other kids in his street with a tennis ball. He was from probably not a very well-off family. He was from a very tough city in Marseille, and he practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. So I would say if he were a student and I were teaching him English, and I know he speaks some English, I think he would be a great student because he would say, yeah, tell me what to do and I'll do it. I don't know who would be an example of a bad student, but somebody who just said, no, I'm too proud. Don't correct me. So this is something we have to be careful about as a company, that it won't work for every personality type because it's being corrected. It's a bit stressful also. Now, speaking of correction, let's go on with the third conditional. He lost control because he didn't understand human nature.
If he'd understand human nature.
Try again.
If he'd understood human nature, he wouldn't have lost control.
Very good. Now let's do the same thing with the second conditional. I teach English because I need money.
If you didn't need money, you wouldn't teach English.
Very good. He makes a lot of money because he invests wisely.
If he didn't invest wisely, he wouldn't make a lot of money.
He never goes to the beach because he doesn't know how to swim.
If he knew how to swim, he would go to the beach.
She doesn't make dresses because she can't sew.
If she could sew, she would make dresses.
He wins a lot of money because he's an expert poker player.
It's
acceptable. If he weren't, it's better. Yeah.
If he weren't expert poker player,
So he wins a lot of money because he's an expert poker player.
If he weren't an expert poker player, he wouldn't win a lot of money.
Very good. I know him because he lives near me.
If he didn't live near you, you wouldn't know him.
I don't go to the doctor because I rarely become ill.
If you became more ill?
If you became ill more often.
If you became ill more often, you would go to the doctor.
And again?
If you became ill more often, you would go to the doctor.
Very good. He's always cold because he doesn't wear warm clothes.
If he wore warm clothes, he wouldn't always be cold.
Very good. Now, in Spain, you have an expression about the 40th of June, right? How do you say it?
The 40th of June.
Yeah, the one where you say about not to take off your jacket until the 40th of June.
Isn't it 40 de mayo?
Oh, de mayo, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, my
hasta
mistake.
Hasta el 40 de mayo no te quites el sayo. Yeah.
Yeah. And in English, the expression is cast. This is old English, probably from the 1600s. Cast not a clout till May is out. Now, cast. Mm-hmm. Cast is what you get in your arm when you break your arm.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Escayola.
Yes. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But cast can also mean to throw.
Yeah.
Specifically, for example, if somebody goes fishing, mm-hmm. you cast the line. So cast not. Now, at that time, it actually would have been a better time to learn English than now because we didn't use auxiliary verbs. Cast not is don't cast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you read Shakespeare, there's very, very little use of the auxiliary verb to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, cast not, ask not. So yeah, actually it would be easier to learn.
Fear not.
Fear not. Yeah. Fear not. What's fear not from? The
no tema, like fear
yeah,
not.
Yeah, fear not. Yeah. Fear not. So cast not a clout. Now a clout, C-L-O-U-T, is a very old word, which was specifically a shepherd's jacket, a rough shepherd's jacket made from wool. Till, which is until, May is out. Now, I noticed with certain older Spanish students, they use till, which is strange, which is until, but it's an abbreviation with an apostrophe, T-I-L. But for some reason, this was taught in Spanish schools. I don't think when you were going to school, but for older Spanish students, they say till. And I correct it because I say it's a little bit strange to say it. It's useful to know. So cast not a clout till May is out, until the end of mm-hmm. May. And here it's 10 days later.
Yeah.
Now ask me if my Irish friends are surprised about the cold weather in Madrid.
Are your Irish friends surprised about the cold weather in Madrid?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because people tend to think of Spain as being a hot country, that everywhere is hot.
Yeah.
And I say, no, it snows more. Mm-hmm. It snows more in Madrid every year than it does in Cork.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, Ireland is very cold. Now, it's not that it's very cold because we don't have very low temperatures. We have a moderate climate, but the dampness makes it feel cold. Now ask me if there are a lot of Spanish people in Cork.
Are there a lot of Spanish people in Cork?
Yeah, we have the European headquarters of Apple Computers is in Cork, and a lot of Spanish people work there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the weather must be a challenge. I think the lifestyle, we don't have the outdoor lifestyle that you have in Madrid, but I think the people were similar, but the weather is definitely a challenge. I'm not worried about deflation because prices never fall.
If prices fell, you'd be worried about deflation.
Very good. I get a discount because I pay in advance.
If you didn't pay in advance, you wouldn't get a discount.
And again?
If you didn't pay in advance, you wouldn't get a discount.
Very good. I'm tall because my father is tall.
If your father weren't tall, you wouldn't be tall.
Very good. Let's do a bit of practice with plan, try, intend, think about, and think of. ¿Cuándo piensas hacerlo?
When do you plan?
Now use present continuous.
When are you planning on doing it?
Good. And I'll use two. It's correct. Planning on is also good. I'll use two.
Two what? Ah, well, when are you planning to do it?
Good. And again?
When are you planning to do it?
Tengo intención de hacerlo mañana.
I intend to do it tomorrow.
Very good. And I'll use doing.
I intend doing it tomorrow.
Very good. Both are right. Yeah. ¿Por qué no intentas llamarle?
Why don't you try calling him?
Very good. And now use to call.
Why don't you try to call him?
And how do you say to call in British English?
Phone him?
Phone, another word?
I don't know.
Ring.
Ah, ring. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Call has become much more common, but ring is still there. Estoy pensando en hacerlo, pero no he decidido.
I'm thinking about doing it, but I haven't decided yet.
Very good. Piénsalo.
Think about it.
Very good. ¿Qué piensas hacer?
What do you...
Now use present continuous.
Ah, what are you planning to do?
Very good. Now use what you were going to say, what do.
What do you plan to do?
Very good. ¿Qué opinas?
What do you think?
Very good. ¿Qué estás pensando?
What are you thinking about?
Very good. Or simply, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
Yeah. ¿Qué opinas de él?
What do you think about him?
Very good. And now use of.
What do you think of him?
Very good. Se me ha ocurrido una manera de resolverlo.
I've thought about a way of doing it.
Now use resolverlo.
Resolve?
You can use resolve or simply solve.
To solve it, okay.
Yeah.
I've thought about a way of solving it.
Very good. And now use I've thought of.
I've thought of a way to resolve it.
Okay, to solve, solve it. Yeah. Now, solve, there isn't a huge difference between solve and resolve, because you solve problems, you resolve problems. There's not that much of a difference between them. So I think, again, I've thought of a way.
I've thought of a way to solve it.
Very good. Reflexiona sobre ello.
Think about it.
Very good. No tengo intención de reflexionar sobre ello.
I don't intend thinking about it.
Very good. And now use the infinitive of think.
I don't intend to think about it.
Very good. Pensamos llevarles al Museo del Prado.
We plan to take them to the Prado Museum.
Yeah, and again.
We plan to take them to the museum. No, the Prado Museum.
One more time.
We plan to take them to the Prado Museum.
And now present continuous.
We're planning on taking them to the Prado Museum.
And I'll use infinitive of take.
We are planning to take them to the Prado Museum.
Very good, very good. Procura estar ahí puntualmente.
Try to be there on time.
Very good. Now, an interesting word. One of my students said to me yesterday, Angel. He said sometimes he gets a reply. He works in the pharmaceutical industry. And he gets a reply from someone who says, thank you for your prompt response. Mm-hmm. Which means...
Temprana respuesta.
Yeah. And if you say that person is very prompt, what does it mean?
I don't know.
Someone who's very punctual.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So try to be prompt, meaning prompt. To be on time. Now, if you're in a class, imagine there are three students here, and I ask you a question, and one of the other students whispers the answer to you. What do you call that in Spanish?
Tramposo. I don't know.
So we say it's a prompt.
It's a prompt.
Yeah. Oh. And if you go to the theater, I don't know if this happens anymore, but if you went to the theater, it used to be the case that at the front of the stage, there was an area of the stage, there was someone standing under the stage that only the actors could see with the script.
Oh.
So the actors could see, and it was like a half moon shape. Mm-hmm. They were inside there. And so if the actor forgot their lines, this person would whisper to them and the audience wouldn't hear. And this person was called a prompter.
A prompter.
Yeah. and a newsreader uses a teleprompter.
Ah, yeah. I was thinking about that.
How do you say it in Spanish?
Teleprompter.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Pruébalo, te gustará.
Try it. You'll like it.
Lo intentaré.
I'll try it.
Very good. Or simply, I'll try.
I'll try.
Very good. A good expression here, too, is I'll give it a go. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a go. ¿Has pensado alguna vez en jubilarte?
Have you ever thought about retiring?
Very good. And now you have, what's the difference between retiring and resigning?
jubilarse y dimitir.
Very good. And what's a phrasal verb that we use for resigning?
To sign, no. No.
How do you say paso? Un paso.
A step.
Very good.
On, back, off, in.
Down.
To step down.
Said the Prime Minister has stepped down. He stepped down, he's resigned, yeah. No me gusta pensar en esas cosas.
I don't like to think about those things.
Very good. Tengo intención de trabajar hasta que me muere.
I'm planning on working till I die.
Very good. And now use intend.
I intend to work until I die.
Again?
I intend to work until I die.
Very good. Ask me if I'm ever going to retire.
Are you ever going to retire?
No. No, ask me why.
Why?
Well, I love my job and I think I'd go nuts if I retired, yeah. ¿A quién se le ocurrió esta genial idea?
Who thought about this genius idea?
No, how do you say genial?
Amazing.
Or great.
Great,
yeah. And now use of, who thought of.
Who thought of this great idea?
Very good. ¿Cuándo piensas llamarle?
When are you planning on calling him?
Very good. And now use the infinitive.
When are you planning to call him?
And in British English?
When are you planning to ring him?
Very good. And use the ing with ring.
When are you planning on ringing him?
Very good. ¿Qué planes tienes para este fin de semana?
What plans do you have for this weekend?
Very good. No pienso hacer nada.
I don't plan on doing anything.
Very good. And now use the infinitive of to do.
I don't plan to do anything.
Good. And now use present continuous.
I'm not planning to do anything.
Very good. ¿Por qué no intentas descansar un poco?
Why don't you try rest a little?
Okay, and use the verb to get.
To get. Why don't you try to get rest?
To get some rest.
To get some rest.
Again.
Why don't you try to get some rest?
Very good. Procura entender todo lo que te dicen.
Try to understand everything they tell you.
Good, and again.
Try to understand everything they tell you.
Very good. Let's do a little bit of practice with numbers. Now, here what I'm going to do is I'm going to say 1131, and I want you to say 11.31%.
Okay.
So 1131 will be 11.31%. So 1131.
11.31%.
1310.
13.30%.
And 1310.
13.13%.
1310.
13.10%.
Now, after the decimal point, you must say each number separately.
1.10%?
1.0.
Okay.
Yeah. In a phone number, you would say O.
Oh, okay.
But in after decimals, you would say 0. Yeah.
Okay. 13.10%.
Very good. 3101.
31.10%. 0.1%.
Yeah, very good again.
31.01%.
Very good. 8237.
82.37%.
2376.
23.76%.
3765. 3765.
37.65%.
And again?
37.65%.
Very good. 2757.
27.57%.
One more time.
27.57%.
Very good. 7576.
75.76%.
6189.
61.81%.
6189.
61.89%.
One more time.
61.89%.
Very good. 1893.
18.93%.
Very good. 1738.
17.38%.
And again?
17.38%.
7385.
73.85%.
Very good. 4896.
48.96%.
Very good. 8961.
89.61%.
Very good. 9613.
96.13%.
5769.
57.69%.
Very good. 7695.
76.95%.
Very good. 6951.
69.51%.
Very good. 3687.
36.87%.
Again?
3687. 36.87%.
Very good. 6873.
68.73%.
Very good. 8732.
87.32%.
Very good. 4836.
4836. 48.86%.
4836.
48.36%.
Very good. 8369.
83.69%.
Very good. 3691.
36.91%.
Very good. 6912.
69.92%.
6912.
69.12%.
Very good. 6568.
65.68%.
Very good. 5684.
56.84%.
6847.
68.07.
So 6847.
68.47%.
Good. And again.
68.47%.
Very good. 8475.
84.75%.
Again?
84.75%.
And one more time.
84.75%.
Very good. Now we'll review from the very with seconds left. 1131.
11.13%. 11.31%.
Very good. 1310.
13.10%.
Fantastic. Well done, Laura. Thank you very much for listening, folks. Thank you much to Laura. Thank you to Nacho. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Alberto Alonso and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Baugan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos